20 minutes in the books, and after one period of play on your Wednesday night, the Otters and Greyhounds are tied at one. Jerry Liskam Jr., Peter Ricci alongside me, all part of your Chuck's Rodos first intermission, and joining us live between the benches here after 20 minutes from Erie, Malcolm Spence. And Malcolm, 1-1 game after one period. Is that the type of 20 minutes you expected here tonight between these two teams?
Oh, yeah. We knew they were going to battle hard. I think from our end, it's just not good enough so far. So we're going to continue to keep playing hard here in the next two periods and hopefully have a better outcome after the second.
Through 17 games, just generally speaking, how would you describe the season or what stands out to you so far as we get, or pretty much now, at the quarter mark of the season for Erie?
Yeah, I think we got a good team here this year. I really like our group so far, and I think we're just only going to continue to get better. So hopefully we're just going to take it day by day and game by game and keep going here.
Malcolm, Peter Ricci here. I want to introduce you to some of the fans here who don't know a lot about Malcolm Spence. This is your draft year, you're getting a lot of publicity. I mean, people expect you to go in the upper half of the first round of next summer's draft. They talk about you being such a good two-way forward who does a lot of things well. There were so many scouts in the media room before the game, and what I wanted to ask you is, you know that when you're on the road, a lot of scouts are here to see you. What is that like? Does that put additional pressure on you?
No, honestly, I'm just going to play hockey. The rest of that stuff will get figured out in June. So I'm just a guy that likes to play hockey, right? So this is the sport I love and the sport I've grown up playing. So I play because I love it. So I'm just going to continue to do that. And then the rest of the stuff will get figured out.
Yeah, is that difficult, though, knowing? I mean, there's a lot of do-re-mi-do on the line if you get drafted high, and there's pride on the line. And is it hard to keep that stuff away from your thoughts?
No, honestly, for me,
good for you.
You say do-re-mi and all that. For me, I play the game because I love it. When I was a kid, I never played the game to make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I just played it because it's the game I love playing. I played many sticks in my family room my whole life. So that's just my thought process.
That's
just
cool, Malcolm.
Play it
that's
because
great.
I love it. So, yeah, exactly.
What would you think of, obviously, later this month, Malcolm, one of two members on your side, that CHL USA Hockey Top Prospects game. How much are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, obviously, I'm excited to go and represent the CHL. I'm happy that me and Shafe got the chance to be a part of it, but we still got a few more games to go here before I leave for that. So I'm just going to focus on what I'm doing here in Erie, and I think Shafe would say the same. So we're just going to continue to do that, and then that'll get figured out at the end of the month.
Malcolm, your head coach, Stan Butler, kind of an old world kind of coach. What's it like to play for him?
Yeah, he's a hard-nosed guy.
He
expects a lot out of us, but above all, he just expects us to give our best effort every night and work hard. So some games you're not going to get the bounces, but if your work ethic's there, it's going to persevere through. And in the games that matter in the end, that'll help you win. So his instructions are just take it day by day and work as hard as you can. Make sure you're getting better every day, because if you're not getting better every day, what's the point, right?
Yeah.
So that's just his instructions. But we love him as a coach, and he really turned this franchise around, I think. So we're just continuing to have a great season like we have so far and keep going.
Malcolm, before I let you go, you're obviously a very well-spoken individual, level-headed. Before I let you go, though, you talked about why you started playing hockey. What is there? Is there something you can tell the listeners, and maybe people don't know, whether it's a hobby, a talent, maybe that's a very little known about Malcolm Spence?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of guys in this league that after high school kind of either keep taking high school courses or take some community classes. I'm still taking university courses. I'm working towards my BBA here in Bachelor of Business Administration. So I think I have a lot of passion for school off the ice. So I'm just going to continue that. I think that's probably my gimme thing that I have that's outside the rink. It keeps me away from, like you guys talked about, all the noise, and it keeps me level-headed. So I think that's kind of, I wouldn't say it's a hobby. I think it's something my parents instilled in me since I was young, but that's something I take passion in outside the rink.
Well, Malcolm, you're obviously a very good advocate for not only the Erie Otters but the Ontario Hockey League. Thanks for taking this time with us. Best of luck later this month. Enjoy that experience.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Malcolm.
It.
Malcolm.
Malcolm Spence, our guest, live between the benches after 20 minutes of play here tonight. Pete and I will take a timeout. But, again, wow, grounded.
Well,
grounded.
Those are the kind of guys who are a perfect example for the OHL to sell. It's 20 individual programs.
100%.
Man, oh, man, he loves school.
Yep.
Not thinking about getting drafted. And I believe him. I mean, he sounds very
That was a genuine
convincing.
Conversation.
Yeah. Excellent young kid. You can only wish a guy like that the best.
Well, Malcolm Spence, Matthew Schaefer of Erie will join Brady Martin of the Hounds at that CHL, a USA Hockey Top Prospects games later this month in Oshawa and London, respectively. We will join you back inside the GFL Memorial Gardens to recap a pretty darn good, entertaining first 20 minutes here on this Wednesday evening. We'll do that in a moment and continue your Chuck's Roadhouse first intermission. Chuck's Roadhouse, where Tuesday, all day, 30-ounce domestic schooners, only $7. Conditions apply. Back to the Sioux. About 3 minutes from now, Pinos get fresh. Sioux Grounds Hockey, Sioux's Rock Station, Rock 101.